שצלסמו מחמסה כשרו או כעדודי פסולו. We learned in the previous parak חמסה מצלסה פסולו או כעדודי כשרו. Talk about contradictory inferences. Was it 50-50? Says the Gemara, לא קשה. כאן מלמעלה, כאן מלמטה. Rav Papa, Hayim Dar Meinshi, Kizuza Mila'el Ki'istra Mila'tachas. Let's read the Heiliger Rashi. Rashi. Kan Milamala, Kan Milamata, Hoda Kinon Kiadodi Psula, Lamalakoi. Kshiyesh Ben Kona Lakona Kamlo Kona, Afiluk Mitsumtum Psula. Why? Fisha Chamas or Avir Nires Baoretz Rechova Harbe. Minatzel shel schach. For some reason, I'm not sure what the science is over here, Rashi is saying, if it's 50-50 on top, you look on the floor, it'll be more white than black. It's true? If you have branches, you can't tell. Bamboo is a critical thing. I have bamboo. It's correct what Rashi's saying over here. On top, it's we'll see, so it's more than 50-50. At the bottom, it looks, there's so much more air than it really is. I don't know, it's the science. If you look it up on the internet, what's the science behind it? Farad akinok yadodik sheira, nokat sheyure milamata, shechama v'tzel shavin, then, v'yadua shakonim rechovim. In Avir, it's 50-50 at the bottom, so then it must be much more than 50-50 tail on top. And what if it wouldn't be? What if it would be 50-50 on top and on bottom? Rashi conveys an impression here that it would be no good. That Veda conveys an impression it is good. This is the first paragraph in the stipula simin aleph os aleph, the very beginning. He asks this question. Seems to be a contradiction. So what's the answer? Really, you follow the bottom. The bottom. So the question becomes, if you follow the bottom, so why, if it's on top, do we say it's no good? Because if it's 50-50 on top, memela, it's on the second page, ruba chamsa batal hatzel berov chamsa. That's what he says at the very beginning in the Rashi and Chav Bey is that way. This answers the Kasha of Rabbi Natan. Oh, we'll see some here. What's Rabbi Natan as the Kasha? What's the Kasha? Kamil Lamala, Kamil Lamato. Okay, he quotes Rashi. And then he quotes the next Rashi. What's Rashi? Rashi said, Shenech of Rochav Kashir Zuz, small amount. Chamsa Meruba Lamata Kashir Sela. The air on the bottom is bigger than the space on top. Frekt Rabbein Atam, Hiksh Rabbein Atam. Thra Papa Gufa Yehocha Islay Perakamad Erevin. Poritz Ka Omid Mutter. Fahosam Nami Paskin and Hilcha Sahachi. The foolish, the 50-50 is good. What's the case over there? What are the cases? Half schach kosher, half schach posel. The Gemara discusses not only in Erevin, it discusses a little bit over here in Masechta Sukkah as well. We're not up to that yet, of course. Test Vavam and Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom. Habakara b'sukos b'shpudin of Baruchas Hamita. Mish Revach b'nein k'mosim k'shera. 50% schach kosher, 50% schach posim. Levet ev chufta derav hun and Rav Yeshua. The Mer Poretz Ka'omei. The original context of Poretz Ka'omei is not schach. No, Mechitza Shabbos. It's 50-50. A papa, a mutter, a vunamar, awesome. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yehoshua was in trouble here now. He said a 50-50 what? It's kosher. So was the answer? No. Kin benichtas v'yotze. What that means, Rashi says, it's really the majority is kosher. Tetzav of a base, machlokas tuk your souls. Evshul etzamtze, what yevshul etzamtze. So the Gemara leaves you in a little bit of a quandary over here. That's why Tosfos quotes from Erevin instead of quoting from Sukkah. Okay, what does it say in Erevin? Let's take a look. You got the general gist from here. The same general idea is found in the Sukkah and Sukkah, but if Tosfos quotes from there, he's want to tell you something there which is not here, obviously. Parts go right. This is what we saw. Toshma hamakaras v'kosa b'shvut na'aruchas hamita. Shabbinei kamosan k'sheira. Okay. I'm not exactly sure what he saw here. You didn't see. It's sukkah daf tetzvav. Why did he call it Erevin? I'm not sure. There must be a reason why Tosa says Erevin. The same thing in sukkah also. It's closer. Not clear to me. Okay, weiter. Lefrosh ben etam kan milamala mishamode ravir milamala ki adodik kshera. You know why? Fishu omei kiporitz. 50-50 is good. He doesn't dispute Rashi's facts. On the bottom is going to be more air than black. Who cares? Ben etam says there's no din of tail. Disciple says no such thing. Read his lush. He says, "That's a bit of time. Sail ain't no klal mikat tonight. I'll share the sukkah. I would keep saying chametz from mitzilsa. It's a simon that on top is less than 50%. There is no special din additional of sail. A bit of time says, okay. So the question is, so why it's 50-50 on top is no good. Avla omi malamata baretz umayin klal b'imala." He thinks it's 50-50 on top. Psul, you know why? Fisha Avir Shurochov Kizuza Doma Bainam Kotan Mistra Mapa Shurochov Imenu. The air looks smaller than it really is. You ever see in the mirror in the car? It says objects closer than it seems. You know, it's every single mirror the guy's at. Same thing. So, Bainam Tamshit. So before we discuss the answer to the kasha of Rabbi Natan, we already gave the answer fundamentally, that the case that he's quoting in Erev and Tetzvav and Sukkot Tetzvav is with half schach kosher, schach pol. There is no tzel. There is no chama. It's schach kosher. It's all black. Half kosher, half pol. But the case we're discussing here is with his air. And Rashi holds a special din of tzel that's mentioned on the bottom. Rabbi Natan denies that. Okay, that we already gave the answer fundamentally. Let's take a look on the Rush. We're going to see this answer. Let's see, a third sheet, opposite of Rush.
So,
yeah.
So does this mean that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold it with Zer?
Oh, you're mechaven to the stipler. Oh, man, wow, you're sharp. Okay, good. But before we get to the Yovart, which is the stipler's word, let's see what the Rush had to say. He came first. Okay. It's on your Mar Makomas. I don't know if it was an email to you. It's where is it? Simon Gimel. Second pair. Venerally. Dloshayek. It's right after the vav of the Korban Asana. Dloshayek Lahavikan the Paras Gomed. Why? The Torah I just gave you. The Davka got me schach posel, schach kosher, and benochem zeitzel zeh. Shaykh haska parot kiyomi. Dav tetzvav. Oh, he quotes, he doesn't quote Erev, he quotes Sukkah. Dav tetzvav. You don't have to look for another Masechta. Am I season the Mekar, Sukkah, Sukkah, Shpunim, Vechulim. Ava got me Sukkah, schach, vavir, nitna halokha. Sounds like a brisker word, huh? Nitna halokha, shiatzel meruba. Zimbazunder edin, din besuyim. You have to assemble which Rabbeinu Tam denies. And you ask from Rav Zeir, come. Chematzinu bin parts gomer shel tfaras. Mol kana kana paras mishlosha. Right, that was our discussion already from previous shiurim. Stick. It works. Ava bisha parts meruba. Ha, bin schach for sure. Ain't a mower. Can you imagine? I'll save a lot of money. I make my schach sticks less than 3 tefachim from each other. I have so much bamboo, it's a pain in the neck. What's the problem? Just measure less than 3 tefachim and let me go on top. That's ridiculous. I love it. Hakmanish with lovers, no sale. I don't know when the Tama does this, but when the Tama do mapshim it, I find it hard to believe. Neshachava Maruba. Yeah. Okay, leave out the coins. V'chein matzosi kosa b'shem Rabbi Meni Yishai. So who's Rabbi Meni Yishai? Who knows? Who's Rabbi Meni Yishai? The Rid. Rabbi Yishai the Trani. The Tosis Rid. He's an early Rishon, the Tosis Rid. We think he's not so popular. No, he's from the Gedolei Olam, from the Rosh quotes. Rabbi Yishai the Trani. Rid. Rabbi Meni Yishai. Okay. Ubali Iter. Says Fakir from Rashi. Kosev Shem Rabosov im Yesh ben Kona le Kona kum lo Kona le Mala u le Mata Tzilsim u Mechamsa. What's going on? If it's 50-50 on top, it's going to be more black than white on the floor. Ah! Where is this Ita? Where did he live? Shachama Mu'etas le Mata Kshera. The facts. Look at the carbon in the sun. Tests. Dvar temu. Sharif Arashi Rabosav Shalbal Iter Yumuchulokam and Metzias. The Yesh Ben Kona Lakonakum Lakona. The Rif Yadua Shachama Milmata Meruba Alatel. Rabosav Yadua Shachama Muetis Lamata. Not going to be. And there, he tries to, you know, Rabosai, the Kol Masana is such a big gadol, trying to be Mar B'Shalom B'Yom. It's a valiant effort. And there, the Shneim Tzotku Yachtov. How can that be? Kigon, Bizman Shachama Omedes B'Rosh Kol Adam, when the sun is straight up overhead, Shatzel Osa Tachta B'Osu Eis Hachama Milamata Merubo Alatzel. What does that mean? If the sun is right overhead, then what? Let's read the words again. Shatzel osa tachtav ba'osa ace hachama milamata meruba al hatzel. That's like Rashi. Aval ache im achama zorech b'shipua. It's the sun's at an angle. Bo'os anitim hachama muetis milamata shows its cell godl. There's even more black than white. Udidan tzrichel amecha shechol azmanim v'en akosher ad shi'etzel esukah merubah v'shechol itim. As a box at v'imachim both shittas. Is this true? Are they fakert? If the sun is on an angle, there would be even more sun coming down on the bottom than if it would be straight overhead. I don't know if these facts are right either. I have my grave doubt. He's trying to be Mar B'Shalom Yol, the Korban Asana. I'm trouble believing it, frankly. Let's open up for a second the Tofresh Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph. You have him open your Mishnah Brewer. See what it says over there. It says the Bachas Machmer. Take a look at the first Bialocha. Hine beturei vidas balahita lehepech. Lehevi mechabas dato klal. Because the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh all like Rashi. As the Shulchan Aruch says. I found the Rishonim hold that way. The Rach, which we have printed on the side, and the Ritz Geis. So the Iter is a das yochad, and he obviously does not accept the Kpshara of the Korban Asanel. To be the Rav Mechaber. Sukkah shechamsa betzilsa shavim alamala psula. Fishacham mispashet as perchugui chuka. The lemata chamsim mitzilsa. Am chamsim mitzilsa shavim lemata ksheir. Fine. This is what we spoke about. With me so far? Fine. What we know is the two extreme cases. 50-50 on top and on bottom. And what happens if there's more schach on top and more chav on the bottom? Those cases are not discussed anywhere. Right? They'll discuss it. The first case you can argue is not discussed because it doesn't exist. If there's always going to be more diffusion and be more light and dark on the bottom, if it's 50-50 on top, then you have to discuss it. But what about the other case where it's 51% schach on top and 51% air in the bottom? No one discussed that. Halo dobu. Sounds like it's a very common case. So it appeared. Not discussed. We'll come to it in the end as we go. Fine. So we saw the Rosh's answer. If the Rosh's answer is correct, you get an impression that fundamentally it's counted on top, because Koshik Adodi is okay. And in effect, I asked the Kasha, what would it be? 50-50. This is the case. This is the case with Schach Kosh and Schach Posel 50-50. So it's 50-50 on top and 50-50 on bottom, and it's kosher. So it appears. That's what I thought, right? If the answer, the Rosh gave an answer, that if it's 50% on top, the reason why it's not good is because it's 51% air in the bottom. And if you have 50 of kosher, 50 of postal, why is it kosher? Because it's 50-50 on the bottom. So if you had a case, lu yutsuyu, as we say, with 50 on top and 50 on the bottom of air, should be kosher, according to what we said until now. That's what it would seem to me initially, according to the Rosh. So it would appear. So it would appear. Well, now, it's interesting. Rabbeinu Yeshaya holds the other way around, we said before. He has a different opinion. Different opinion. This is Lush the Piskei Rid. Ubotel leila hai schach legamri ki'ilu eino. Let's see what the Pesukim talk about it. So Rabbos, I have the Dirshu. I brought the Dirshu today. Watch this. He discusses the question. Interesting things over he has over here. Number one, he wants to know about Bitl Barov. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, Oz yis batla miut neged arov. Kilosicha klal. Chutz amarat schayim, so he has to see. On that base. What do you mean? The schach is bottle in the avir? Nah. Tzel shemachmas haschach bottle b'chamo. As the Ron says enough, Aleph, he says. We'll see soon. Quote Rashi. And since tzel and chamo advarim she'ein behem mamish lo shach was the nikar ha'isur abosai. It's a concept of Nikar Ha'isur, which is going to be discussed at length in Daf Tes. That's where, at Sunday Shiur, Mr. Shem. Yeah, Sunday, believe me, we're going to have a great Shiur. But you have time. Do you have it yet? Did you email to everybody?
Yeah.
Everyone has it now? Okay, it's a little bit rough copy, but at least it's better than nothing. So if you have time over Shabbos, prepare. This is today's Unit 1. Unit 1 is fairly contained. Unit 2 is going to be probably a week's work. You know, it's long, but that's it. It's a very important sugya. Daf Tes, Daf Yud, all goes together. So we'll see. Let's take a look now, Rabbi Osai, in the Maritz Chayas Daf Beis. See what he says. The question is raised more pointedly in that sugya than here, but it's the same fundamental concept. Here we go. Amir Batal Barov, Kamisha Eno, Valshem Asrach Kori Sukkah. That's the Lashon of Rashi. If you have my Yalkut Mefarshim, it's page Beis, column 3, third paragraph. Kavonas Rashi Shalifsul Zeh Ein Tzorich Raya Min HaMikra Rak Psul Mitzad Lo Havi Sukkah Kevashin Is Batal HaMiyot Barof Ayin Miran Aftes Lo Ashkan Bitl Kagavna Shia Efshal Lohosir Ve'isur Bein Shalaylam Hakad Bibatl Nika Venir Leinenu Ayin Pnei Yeshua Kan. Oh, family gets a shout out. Ulam ayin ran b'mishnah seinu da kavona kan da tzel nizbatil b'chamo v'kevon da tzel abidav ashen b'mamish lo shayach de nikar iser. We can answer the plan Shua's kasha. Let's see the run. I'm going to talk about this run. Let's open up to the run on the Maran Makomas, page Aleph b'shechamsa. Says the Ran, because of Rashi, Amud bottle of Rov, Kmishena. Below Rotalova, Shaschach Amud, ye bottle the Gabe Rov, Amagula, Vyaki Ilu Ancham Schach Klal, Kmosh Risimi Shakosovka. Didn't say that. Tamina the Kamon Perka Yoshim, the Mastis and Bechamas of the Lamata Koma, Abel Lamala, Mesucha Bamagula, Kiadoninu, Kazuza Milel, Kistrum Milatakas, the Kamen Kiadoninu, Enkan. Muachi vatal gabi amruba. Ale mitzos de la mata koma. She betel gabi khamsa she maruba hey man. Oh. Now here's the beginning of your point about Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira is the one, if you remember that base, the riff quoted over here. Let's read in the riff. Rav Zeira Omar Mehocha Yeshaya Dalad Yud. If Rabbeinu Yeshaya, they have the Navi Yeshaya. Vesuk etiel etzel yomam. Mechorif. I'd ask him, Amma, or the Yoshi would sell sukkah. The Malmi asked him, Amma, and Yoshi would sell sukkah, and would sell tfas. Okay? Now, the Tanner of Yehuda, what does he hold? Yehuda Machshir, second line of the Masechta. He's Machshir more than 20 amas high. What does that mean? Clearly, he's not worried about this pasuk of the Navi Yeshaya. No, says the Heligaran. Afagav, Rabbi Yehuda lo boy she has schach meitzel tachto. Kem shemachshir lemala meyasher mamakenuchem b'gemara. Nonetheless, save the mastis deri akoli. Afil hachi boy mia she meitzel. You have to have tzel. He does have to sit in the tail, but has to be tail. Because the chamas of a mitzilso ain't can tail at all. Meir de Garan. Okay, we'll come to that. We're going to talk about this in a minute, but we're not up to it yet. Back to the dirsh. Look what he says. Quotes of Aratz Chai, it's very nice. Vachochma Shlomo. Who has a big Shulchan Aruch? Yeah? So let's open up. He quotes it. Let's look it up. Tafresh Lamed Aleph Aleph Shlomo Kluge. Shlomo Kluge. No, Chochma Shlomo. That's what I'm telling you. The Chochma Shlomo in the back under the Marash Shaw is the Marashal of Shlomo Luria. This is much, much later from Shlomo Kluge, who lived in the 19th century. Marashal is way a couple hundred years before. A long piece. Can't read the whole thing. Quotes to Ron. I don't know what kind of version you have. You have the Chochma Shlomo?
Yeah,
you have
it in the back.
Yeah. I have it on the bottom. Okay. I would say it's about halfway through this long piece. I'll read you on your fingers if you can pick it up. Quotes to Ran. It says, Ayin Rashi, Ayin Ran, all Naf Aleph. V'lo yadati lama lo chiyak b'lav ochi. Techid adover nikir kaimalon b'chol duchto. Lo shayach bitl klal. no bittul by davar nika. There's no bittul. No bittul. Now, if you have mind, it's a few lines later. He says the Ran later on by hidlo les agefen lo shach bittul b'dikar yisur udvarv sastri adada lechora. Ach ka'es reisi v'samti alivi liyash advarv da klal kachu. Hod the dikar yisur hayno bottle hayno rakam ein onu ro rotsim l'shtamish b'guf hamirt. Got be yisur shenafel lehetem. When he wrote in Lachol Gama Yisur Bezeh, when he wrote in Mishtamish Ba'amir, Kamarov, Zeh Bina Shleya Dikar Yisur, Dim Nikar Eina Nim Shachach Ararov. If you can pull out the chalev from the mixture, even by putting cold water in it, it's rise to the top, you're required to do so. Avalim Eina Nuron wrote in Mishtamish Ba'amir Atzvo, Rak Lachkar Acher Dover Acher, Im Yesh Lo Shem Zeh O Zeh, Mamish is like brisk. What shame does it have? Bazeh hochen acher rov afenika reiser Sanhedrin acher rov is 2 against 1 or 36 against 35. Nikra hazma henemes yeshloma the hosam adiba batal barov vadiba en anika diba is considered nayit whatever. Okay, so here too by sukkah, shnei nyonim, it's a brisker. Echad de beinon she mamish besuchoch beschach, he needs schach mamish. Hasheni she nikra shem sukkah lo, calls sukkah. So behidlo leas a gefen, when a machshav the posel to be considered, ze after nina shem yikra sukkah, the way rof akosher, hech yovel lishtamish bemirt mamish, he using the mirt. But the after Nikar, we call Makom Hare Eina Nuchok when Al Gufa Shimish Bamir, Rakal Shem Sukkah, Nikre Sukkah Lo, but Zevara in the Nikre Sukkah came in the role of Chamsa. The Botla Mir, my role after Nikar Isser. Yup Taklosh and Rashi. That's what he says. A long discussion. Now, how do we put that in our terms? We're not used to this kind of terminology. It's a very long discussion. Chok Moshlomo. No discussion. I would say, Rubo Kekulo. That's what I would say. Rubo Kekulo. It's not that the Mirt is Butl, the Mirt is Nikar. I shech the majority of the Simon of a Behemoth. So it's Mutter. What do you mean? This Nikar Isser. I didn't shech this last third. No, it's Rubo Kekulo. I drink a Rolf Coast of Yotze. Rubo Kekulo, you know, Nikar would have left over. Nikar only knocks out Bittul Barov. That's how I would have phrased it. Let's see what the Dirshu has to tell us. One second. Hagdara Shem Sukkah. I would call it Rubo Kekulo. Then he quotes Reb Moshe. Then he quotes the Stipler. Rubo Kekulo. Oh, he talks like, you know, like the modern Rosh Hashivas. He wasn't broad. He didn't have the Rosh Hashiva lingo yet in the 19th century, before Abchaim. He says over here, let's try. Bittul Barov. Ah. But it's another din. Rubo Kekulosh. Here's my marshal. Look. Shechidus Rav Simonim. Omen Rubo Laporetz. It's a different ger there. Hamirt that built Yishochet Nikar Bifnei Atzmo. So he's still Rubo Kekulo anyway. A different pasuk. Rubo Kekulo. Where did he get it from? Whole discussion. Talk about Rav Saras of the Nazir. That's where that comes from. A different pasuk. Acher Rav Lahatis only works by something which is not Mavura. What do you mean? Ein Adin Mavura. Not what this business is. Dayanam Mavura, the Dibur. The Din is not Mavura. But Rubel Kukula was learned from Nazir. I get them as a Shedon and Aldover Echod. What is it? He fell a Rubel Kukula. Simonim of the Shachtan or not. Chotter, is it Goder or not? One thing. From the Fradim, can't it Rubel Kukula? Two different things got mixed in. Bittelberov. Bittelberov is only if it's not discernible. Rabosai. That's what he says. That's what he says. Beautiful. Ruba Kakula. Gotta love it. Oh, that's how he phrases it. Ruba Kakula. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we're not done yet. Watch this. Ramosha. I told you about problems with Ramosha. So let's look at Ramosha. Ramosha has two tshuvas on this topic. So we love Ramosha. Ah, go to Lador. See Ramosha. Two tshuvas. Let's start with Kuf Pei Beis. Silsim Ruba, Ulamata Chamsim Ruba. I told you at the beginning, no one talks about it. No, did I ask that question? I don't know. Ramesh talks about it. Wow. 1957. Till then, no one spoke about it in the history of Klal Yisrael. Sounds amazing to me. See, yes. The Malas Silsim Ruba, Ulamata Chamsim Ruba. Hine, Im Hoya Nimsa Kazeh. I told you before, it'd be kosher. No, disagrees with me. Hoysa psula kot the Rashi and the Rambam. The psula kshashavim alamala avsha poritz ka'omet. Rabbi Natam's kasha. What did Rashi answer? Schach v'avir nitna halacha. She had sail meruba. Right, we read that together. Im kain tolei b'makom at sail shul lamata. Abu Mashem be Gemara. This is a short truth. Shaleka Metzias Kazan. Because no one discusses it. Doesn't exist, he suggested. Doesn't exist, but no one discusses it. Tzilsimu Mechamsa Ksheira. Kiadadi Psula. Lamalakoi. Tzilsimu Mechamsa Ksheira. Yeah, yeah. Ubevada Edus and Emes. Umashakosiv Yedidi. The questioner. Shenira Bechush. Lamata Shachamsa Meruba. I agree with the questioner. I see myself. I have bamboo. I myself put up the bamboo with much more than 50% on top, and it looks like you look at the body, get scared. Is this a kosher sukkah? Zokra Moshe. Ulay Meshem Siba Cheres. Go. Shakanim Hayu Agulim. Yes, bamboo. Shalachain Hu Chamsa Meruba. Vasuka Ksheira, Tukikana Ole Vakana Yorid Vasuka Davcha Beis. So don't worry about it. It's going to be kosher anyway. Let's take a look. I asked you to see. Suka Davcha Beis, Tosus Kana, Chabez Amin Aleph. Kana Ole Vakana Yorid. Shalom Hishves Aschach Lahashkiv Es Hakonim Zeitzel Zet Elechad Lamala Vechad Lamata Umitoch Kach Chamsim Ruba Mitzilsa. Rabbos say that's all bamboo. Since bamboo is not flat, it's circular. It's exactly the same as Kana Olav and Kana Yoreh. So really, it's kosher. Rabbos say it's kosher, even though it seems to be Chamsim Ruba Mitzilsa. But really, it's kosher. Like Kana Olav and Kana Yoreh, it's kosher. Rabbos say. That's what it says. Sukkah Duvels is kosher, it's kona ola kona yorim. And the chiddush is, even though it would appear to be chamsim and mitzilsa, al pidin, It's still simple mechamsa rabosai. Comes along the Shevet HaLevi and says to Rav Moshe, no, not to Rav Moshe, Mechilas Kvotcha, what do you mean there's no such Metzias? Of course there's a Metzias. I have it, if you forgive me, I have my Sefer, but I'll put it on the screen. Shevet HaLevi. Ravozna Zasal. It's two Shevets, I'm going to give you the second one. Chel Gimel. Simon, Ayin Ches. Ozvav. Watch. Im Yesh, I feel a rove. Kol shehu lemala from his kasha berov sichuch. That's what he said. But loshen rabo seinu mashmi yoseh derak mashem dal kopana lemata shavin. Vilu when I'm at siyus lemanu in b'nei brak di tochein shehu lemala rov tzeh lemata yirov chama kanal. Yes, it does exist. So Rav Moshe wished it away by saying it's kanal of a kanayorit. Could be, but Rav Ozna is going to take the bull by the horns and discuss what's the halacha in such a case. My job to hear, as we did, remember we saw the Kovan and Sal, Rabbi Marba Shalom Olam. I think he failed, but I'm going to be trying to be Marba Shalom between Rav Moshe and Rabbi Ozna. Zeichat Hadigam Lebrach. Let's take a look. As there is a Shabbatius, let's take a look. Watch. Etzem Adova Shegiya Telemata the Karkas Asuka Halo Pluk the Amoroi. Calls Rav Zera. Rav Zera. Yeah. It goes to the discussion of Rav Zera. And he's saying, watch this. I'm trying to find the right words. Where's the word Roy? Chozi. Kema dascha chozi. Lasso sel b'mokon shu. Afa gav sha gova gorem sha eno matzo lemata. Ein apostle Rabbi Yehuda. What do you see? It's not that it's chozi. What does chozi mean? Roy. Roy. Nay, the sale of Bino and the matter of Abosrach Roy, I found it. Let's sale Bino. That's the answer. Needs to be Roy, Rabosai. Roy. Roy. So it comes out that the Vos is not arguing with Rav Moshe. He agrees to Rav Moshe's Metzius. But he says it's considered to be Tzilsa Maruba Mechamsa. Why? Because it's Roy. He also throws in the Kanal of a Kanayorit. It's Roy. So there's no machlokes in my opinion. Fine. Rabosai, let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. Rabbi Natam, we said, go back to the stipler, also from B'nai Brak. He said, according to Rabbi Natam, there's no din of Tzeh Lamat, and according to Rashi, there is. Says the stipler exactly what you said at the beginning. L'chayra, you're a L'chayra, you was able to a L'chayra in the Kilos Yad. That's a big deal. Well, L'chayra is a Tolei B'plukta, the Amaroya, the Rav Zera, and turned to that base. It's the riff we saw right in the riff. Now we're back in the Gemara. So let's go to Chaza. We did this quickly in that base. Yeah. We want to know Minoni Mili. So Rabbi has the Shita, Odim Yodea. Rabbi Zeh, what's the Pasuk in Yeshaya? For Sukkah, Tia, Letzel Yoma Mechorev, Ades Hemama, Odim Yoshi, Betzel Sukkah, Lamalim Es Hemama, Yoshi, Betzel Sukkah, Selt Fanas. Okay. Rabbi says, Divas Kevin. So three Amorim. So he says the stipler, Kilas Yaakov, caught the Rabbi Zeira. Rashi's right. According to the others, Rabbi Natan is right. That's what you said. You're mechavet to the lechor of the stipler. Can't be. We don't pass like Rabbi Zeira. Caught the most. With Rashi, we stuck. Lo kasha medium. Caught the Rashi. The Rabbi Zeira requires. Look at his, look at the words of the Gemara. Every word counts. An eshem ama adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah. The key is he's yoshev. Zeika mechuma shel sukkah. And the others say, no. The pasuk about Yemosa Mashiach. Come on, Yemosa Mashiach, the Gemara says. It's not to do with anything. Yemosa Mashiach. Right? No. Ain't sorich shodam ye yoshev dafka b'tzel sukkah. Abahamiyu kulam b'modi the inyan sikuch huk sha'os et tzel al ha-shetach shemafzik asach b'no l'achamo. And it's more than 20 amas high. It makes a tzel. Mostly a tzel. That's the Ran said before, called Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda certainly doesn't agree to this Rosh Hashukah to tzel. Maksha more than 20 amas. And they said, don't need the person to sit there, called Rabbi Yehuda. But you need the tzel. Fine. You understand? Now that's why I kept. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold from tzel, was Pratt Rav Zera. We don't pass away, that's good for the machlokes. No. She's a man of time that you don't need tzel. You don't care what's the matam chams, as long as the mouth is schach ha-shukadin. You can go even call Rav Zera. Because the be'inan she'yeshe b'tzel sukkah haynu al kol ponim ba'oso miktsas tzel shaschach ose ki adam yoshev. And more than 20 amis, ain't no yoshev klal b'tzel sukkah. That's no good. There's two different dinim. The heft of the sukkah has to have a tzel, and the gavra has a sit in tzel. Two different things. Now comes the stipler with his final paragraph in Os Aleph, which is a brilliant l'shitas. Rashi made a time of l'shitas. We're also looking at chesem and base. That's the moment which we're sort of glossing over for the moment. Chesed Beis. Chesed Beis. Says the Gemara like this. Sukkah, Torah about Ganvach, Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim. It's Koshim. Bilvach, Lima, Secheves, Kil, Choso. Even though Goyim makes it, or Ishus, Ptura, right? Or made for a behema, or made by goyim, kusim. It's all kosher. Om Rav Chista. For who shasa l'tzel sukkah? What in heaven's name does that mean? What do you mean? Rashi Om Rav Chista. Hay kil chosav dekama hu shemesu cheches yofe. The muchacham milsa the shasiyasa rishona the tzel hoysa, or the sneas bialma, the afagav the sukkah the shem chag lo binan, the shem sukkah binan, ul the tzel ul the mikra sukkah shesochechas menachorev. Rashi the shitoso you need tzel, has been done the shem tzel, doesn't mean for the shem mitzvah, the shem tzel should give shelter to those sitting in it. Rashi the shitoso, and what pray tell? Rabbi Natan say, open to the Rosh Rabosai, Perek Aleph, Simon Yud Beis. Aleph Yud Beis. Says the Rosh like this. So he quotes first Rashi. L'tzel lislonein tachtea mechor v'mimotor. Rabbi Natan Pirish Shasol Itzel Velo Mu'uva Lahogim and Amatar. It should only have shade. It shouldn't be so thick that it cannot rain in. You probably heard some in your life, you can't see stars, can't rain in. That's unit number 4. We'll get to that later. This is where it's our first touch of it. Rabbi Natan rejected Rashi Lishitoso. You don't need sail. Don't eat something in the shame tale. Wow, beautiful Ishitoso in the Sipola, the Kilis Yaakov. Brilliant. Brilliant. Gavaldik. 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 Narabosai is another run on the Makoros. It's either page Yud or Chavtes, whichever Gemara you have. Yud or Chavtes. Yeah, it's a simon bialma, he said before.
Yeah, for what?
Yeah, I can't answer why. He said it's a simon bialma. It's easy to talk that way. Easy to talk that way. Okay. Rabosai, take a look on the Ran. Let's see what's new in the Ran. The Ran goes over. Yeah, we should go Kaseda. It's a good chazar. Good chazar. Let's take a look. Pirish Rashi, Rabbi Natan. This is where it says Gemara. It's the top of page Chavtes in my print. If you have the old print, it's Yudim and Bay somewhere, I guess, in the middle. It says Gemara in big bold letters. Of course, Rabbi Natan, Hiksha. Falav Kushi. The Kasha is no Kasha. Tichyamar HaPopo, Hochi, Hani, Mili, Nindof, and Shabbos, Uvischach, Posul. Same as the Rosh. And that's Pshat Naftas Vav Shpudin Relech Ben Kavos and Kshera Papa. Yeah, Schach Pesul Chosh Kaparot and Yach Kshera the Sukkah Kshera Vishen Pesulah Rabba La Kshera. Aber Ba'avir, you can't say that. Kevin Shem Shem Shavim Belamala Aver Rabba Belamata Vesukah Betzel Talya Milsa. He Parot Shlom Ruba Lomi. Fine. Now here comes tricky. Ulrav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, the Maparat Kaomin Asur. What's he going to say over here? Look what he says. Look what he says. Nami, you should say. Nami Tanele Mechi Adadi Milamata Mishum Dilamala Omin Beruba. Yes, because it's Omin Beruba on top. It's very schwer. You just got to say any tail. And it sells on the bottom, it's 50-50. And who in the apostles 50-50 by Mechitzis, the apostles might sell too. He didn't answer the question yet. Watch what he says. Umalamata nami ki havya. Those two words may not belong. Umalamata nami ki adoni. Omen, yeah. Omen meruba la perts makshivle. Why? 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 You know why? Because it's another factor. What's on top? When it comes to a Mechitza Shabbos, there's no other factor. It fills up half, more or less. It fills up half, it's no good. But here, can I use a sports analogy? You have a tiebreaker. Oh, everyone knows what that means? A tiebreaker. It's 50-50 on the bottom, which is normally no good, 50-50. But it's a tiebreaker. What's at the top? The 50-50 on the bottom, the more than 50 on top, as Rashi explained. Ah, Meridik. Okay. Hilgach, yeah. Umumata nami, kiadodi omri ruala parts, machshavle. Hilgach, rav papa, boy, kiadodi milumata. Rav huna, bereda, rav yeshua, nami, saigale, bachim. Zenirali, he explained so beautifully why the whole machlokas, but their pup and Ravuna is irrelevant over here. It's irrelevant. Yeah, the question of course becomes, what exactly is this She'ilu? It's a little bit difficult to understand what the Ran is saying over here. Alright? Kol, 1 second, I got the right words. For the right phrase, 1 second. again, one more time. Rashi's Lashon, he's trying to explain what Rashi says. He quotes Rashi. Looking for a certain phrase, not finding it. One second, please. The answer is, I'm looking for the Rashi in Chav Beis and Aleph. That's why I can't find the Chav Beis and Beis. There was something wrong. Chav Beis and Aleph. Kona Ola v'kona Yori. Shalom Hishva Aschach l'hashkiv v'kona v'zeh etzel zeh. Elechel l'mal v'echel l'mata. V'tol kach hamsimu v'mitzilso. V'ashmina mastisa d'arminam. Here's the word. Kol she'ilu. I was looking for the ilu. She'ilu hoyu m'suchochen m'shoveh. Hoysa. This is called a hypothetical, no? If, Ilu. Yeah, but how does Ilu help? Rashi, Kona Ola, Kona Yorit. Some disagree with Rashi and say it's no good. Rashi holds you need sale. So how does a ke'ilu work? That's the question. So now, I want to show you what Tosfos says. Top Tosfos. Quotes Rashi. Right, the ilu, mashal de perusha, the kshiyesh ben zel azesh shlosha de psul labaye, b'tam de chamas v'mi tzilsa v'lo yitochin. Came in the kaima chama berosh kol odom. Here's the key. Remember that carbon of sound we had? Here we're going to come back to it. Berosh kol odom, hoyset tzilsa v'mi tzilsa meruba, ein livso b'shul chama habomer atzad balachson. Opposite of the carbon of sound. So what I thought, the facts are, when the sun's on the side, there's more air on the bottom than if it's straight up. For also so chamas meruba. Why should we passel it? I had time of Rishon lo choshev schach let starv ki agav nakshesh ben zel azet shlosha. Aval ki leka shlosha kolov adami v'akol echad. And it works. Now go back to the Mishnah Berurah in the Ramah in Tav Resh Lamed Aleph Sif Hey. This is the key. Sif Hey. Go through the whole discussion of Kana Ola Kana Yored. Luchuvin Keneged Tzvasa Yored. It says, fine. Ramo, the Hainu Shiesh Bavir Shabena Taft and Tevach Shiral Horde, we discussed it yesterday briefly. The Oz Shera, Afilu Chamsa Maruba, Shiatzel Maruba Kshachama Bem Tarakia. We just saw this idea in Tosfos. It was around the name of Ramba. So that's an accurate citation of that. It's not always accurate. Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis, Rotzaloma. Afal Pisha Chamsa Maruba Mitzilsa Kshachama Bisharma Koimers. These are my facts, I think are correct against the Korban. The sound is opposite fact. What do you call it? Alternative fact? I don't want to say anything political. So the Kovan Asad is using alternative facts. I thought that the Mishnah Berurah was correct. Yeah. Abbas. That's what I thought.
No absolute truth.
Oh, all right. Anyway, fine. Now it's interesting when the Ran we just saw before, Rabosai, that Ran on page Chav Tes was trying to answer Shitas Rashi. So the what the Rosh say is a special halacha tzel on the bottom, right? But the Ran gave a more long-winded answer, right? He said. Let's read it again, his answer. What did he say? Abba Ba'avir, it's the fifth wide line in column one. Iyev Shalom came. Shekevan, what did the Rosh say? No, it's a new halacha of Tzel Rav on the bottom. He gives a longer winded name. Shekevan, Shimheim Shovim Milamala. Ha'avir Rabba Milamata, Vesuka B'Tzel Talya Milsa. Hari Porat Shalom Meruba. Al ha'omed. Didn't say he drove sail. No. You know why he apostles it? Because it's considered to be miut sail. The Rosh says you need rove sail, so 50-50 would presumably be no good. The Ran says no, 50-50 presumably would be good. 50-50 in top and bottom would be kosher. Rav Moshe said it would be no good based upon the Rosh, based upon the Ran. I said it would be good. It would be good. Oh. Now the Rashash, I guess you can see. Rashash. The Rashash is found over here at Bosai, Chof Beis Amid Beis, the Mamaskal Rash. Who quotes this Rashash? Rav Moshe. Come back. Let's proceed to Rashash. Everyone has it?
Which document?
Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Rashi. Kamil lemala fisha chamas avir nires. Nearly, is that pirish lemandama poritz ka'omed mutter afiluhaki posel. The boss of Mat Azina and Rosh Haran. As the Rashash says, he ties it into this discussion. But Poros Kom is normally kosher, but not here, because boss of Mat Azlina. And therefore the question will become, why if it's in the bottom 50-50 is good? Yadua Shakonim Rechavim Chule, Zekosh is Fakert, Liash and Mandava Proskom and Osir, Tilidi Day, Bosamala Zlina, is a tiebreaker in both directions. We're both sides. The Machlokas are Papa of Yehuda, when there's no tiebreakers. Here there's going to be a tiebreaker either for good on top or for bad on the bottom. Nice shot, no? Ramesh doesn't like it. But, yeah. Ayin Barat, Avakoshali. Dibos and Matas Linon, my pisco the tonish at Tilsim of Mechamsa Ksheira, Hayochel Leos, the Lamata Chamsa Meruba, that's from Vosnes Matthias, Vicheni Azina Bosamala, Yikshe, Hodatanish Chamsa Mulamata Psula, Hayochel Leos, Aho became the Mala Haschach Meruba. Leaves it with a cash. So now,
Yeah.
One more time.
Outside.
What Rashash is saying?
Yeah.
The Rashash is saying Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi is trying to cover both man the yom. There's a machlokas between our papa and Huna. If parts come and it's usher and mutter. So when Rashi is kal lemala, the chamas avir is nearest. It's a tiebreaker lechumra. Even our papa would say it's no good. When Rashi says that the Kanam of Rechavim on top, it's a tiebreaker, Lekula, even according to Rav Huna. When it's a tie. But the Rosh Hashanah is bothered. What do you mean a tie? There can be a case where there is no tie. Right? Where it's more than 50, it goes from 51 to 49. What do you do with that? There's no tiebreaker. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. Rav Moshe, not happy with this. Guess what? You can also be a brisker. Yesh shnei dinim b'schach. Echad mitzad mechitza. This is mamash brisk, because they call this from the brisker of. Yeah. Echad mitzad mechitza. Kemo atfanis. Uvelo zein a sukkah. V'sheni mitam tzel. Shemini yoshem tzel sukkah. He brings many riots. I'll go to the riots now. Where's he? Doesn't he call it the Rosh Hashanah somewhere? No? Don't he call it the Rosh Hashanah? See if you find the word Rosh Hashanah somewhere. Oh, and I have base. Mashkotav Rosh Hashanah. Lekach masik Rashi biyodua shakonim rechavim and avir. The Rav Papa ain't sorok lezeh. Only according to Rav Huna Rishua. Yeah. Dove tamua. The yiflu Rav Papa Rav Huna bezeh shalom atzino. And Rashi doesn't prove anything. He doesn't like it. But he gives us two dinim. Rav Moshe has two dinim, Rav Osei. Rav Moshe has two dinim. Two dinim. 1 second, please. Two did it. Let's get to the very end of this. I don't have time to read the whole through Moshe. Anav Dalit. Where's the end of it? Al Koponim again, after all the riots. Svei did it. Okay? Finally. Hine chazina beferish. Hematzel o niftel bachama av she yoshim b'mokho shechamsim ruba niku yoshim b'tzel sukkah. Now if you test, we're not going there right now. Fine. As long as it's not nifta. So it's 50-50. Shevadel o niftel hatzel bachama o tibotel b'machza machza. Uvara itzel sukkah, ishlios af Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, she'os the v'paros k'omet kosher b'kan. Look at Rav Moshe's lumdus. That's what we need to say, didn't it? The rak we need a mechita shel sukkah matzuch shik the ruba, v'gam berov schach kosher. Avak k'sheged the ruba l'mala, im kain, yesh mo the mechita k'sheir. So you already have that. Because there's a rov on top, which is kosher. Not a tie on top, it's a robe on top. Rak lemato achama v'etzel shovin, says Rav Moshe to the Heligimus Moshe, yesh lahachshir, even according to Rav Huna. Why? Tolinyan yeshiva v'etzel sukkah, lo binan sheyeshiv v'rov tzel. Rak sheyeshiv v'apemir tzel, ach v'etzel shelo niftal, sheyesh al tzel shem tzel sukkah, uv'machza machza, even according to Rav Huna, v'evadai lo niftal at tzel, even to Rav Huna ben Yeshua, yesh lahach shemim lemala tzilsim ruba, av shemata en shovin, ulai zel gam kavonas aran sheveisi. Maybe we'll end it now. Okay. Ad kan Rabosai, we completed this inyan. We'll talk about Chumash a little bit, it's Parshas Chayasara. Bit Hashem on Sunday, we start Unit 2, the Mishnah Testament base, that's our Shvera Sugya. That's a complicated, everyone knows this is a complicated Sugya. Today was just a little an introduction to Chilas Tzara. That's going to be the main sugya. We'll connect off. Okay, so make sure over Shabbos you have a chance to go through it as much as you can. Good. Rabbosai, I want to talk about Shidduchim. Everyone here is single. So it's a halacha l'maisa mamash. If not today, so there's always a tomorrow, whenever tomorrow will be. You can take this, put this down. The parsha is the parsha of Shidduch. Chayesar. Everyone knows that. The first part of the parsha, it's Perek Chaf Dalet. Chaf Dalet is one of the longest prokem. I mean, the prokem were not made by Jewish sources, but it's one of the longest prokem in the entire Chamisha Chumash Torah. It has 67 psukim. It's all about Shidduch. So let's learn some critical lessons. What happens? He sends Eliezer far, far away. Frecked around in the drushes. Halal of the Avodah Zarah. Halal of the Avodah Zarah. Could have saved himself a long trip. The Avodah Zarah in Canaan. The Avodah Zarah in his home place, his birthplace. Eretz Moladati. He also of the Avodah Zarah. The answer to Rani is so godol v'nifla. I'll say it in modern terms. Avodah Zarah's theology, you can be fairly easily deprogrammed, reprogrammed. You can suddenly discover the Rabbana Shalom. Midas Tovas, you can't just turn them on or off. Midas come from the parental home in the surrounding area. And there, Canaan was worse than Abraham's birthplace. The Midas, to look for Midas and the surrounding influences. That you can't just, okay, till now you were a Balgaiva, now you'll become an Onuf. Till now you're only concerned about yourself, self-absorbed, now you become a Balchesed. That doesn't work that way. Can't press a button. So it's around in the Drush and Saran. That's why he sent Eliezer far, far away, because when it comes to Shidduchim, the most important thing is Midas. Keep that in mind. So if you go on with a girl, and the girl is maybe not exactly as frum as you would like, but she has Midas Tovas, don't reject it so fast. She can move over to you a little bit. It has to be within range. Better to marry a girl that's frummer than you. I tell everybody, marry a girl that's frummer than you. But for some reason, it's not a good... But if a midas are no good, run away. You're not going to be able to change that. It's very hard to change a midas. I think they call it from a Yisrael Salanta. It's easier to finish all of Shas than to change one midas. That's what the Ran is basically saying. It's hard to change a midas. Fine. Okay. So, he sent away. What happens? Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomar. He davens. Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham. Who knows what the trumpets in Vayomar? Shalshelis. He must have davened a long time. Rabosai, I don't know how old you are right now exactly. If you're getting close to the Shaduchim, start davening now. It's not too early. If you're in the Parsha, you really got to daven. There's an expression in Europe. I know my mother, Alei Hashalom, told me when I became a chassan, she told her friends, er hat gut gedavent. He davened well. So you have to daven well to get the right collar. That's a shalshelis. Start now. This same pasuk has the most important part that I want to tell you for today. Everybody knows Pesukim Mefurashim that the Midah looking for the Midah of Chesed. That's obvious, right? Midah of Chesed, clear as day, right? I want to tell you an Achidish. There's another Midah which is just as important, and the two are not unrelated. I'll explain to you. What's the pasuk say? Hakrei no lefone hayom. but focus on the word hakre. What is the word hakre? Who wants to translate the word hakre? What does hakre mean?
Chance upon.
Chance. Should be a chance. As a kliyakar. Sheyazmelo Hashem nara chashuva she'ein darka lotzeis klal ulefisha b'mikre teite achshav lefonai dafka hakino lefonai yom dafka. Why? Kedei shelo tiye min hayatz onios, which I saw translated as gadabouts. If you look at Rashi and Parashat Bereishis, v'chiv shua should be yatz onios, they translated gadabouts. Someone is out there all the time. Which means, aside from the midah of chesed, there's one more midah to look for. Snius. Shouldn't be a gadabout. The kach nema b'torah, as we know very well, ish lo yida'ah. Some of us are familiar with Rashi's pshat. That's not the pashim pshat. Shlo haya shum adam akira. Ki lo yotas me'olam ki mepam zeh. No one knew who she was. Now a piece of good advice. If you're somewhere, some kind of Shabbaton, there's some nice young lady that you'd like to meet, you ask someone else who she is. As Boaz did, Lemia Nara Azos. Don't ask her, who are you? That's not polite. Then Eliezer didn't know about that. Alken Hutzrach Lishal Aspia Bas Mi At. It's not so polite. For Lomelo Shol Lashar Nara Shayasham, which is a normal thing to do. Kibli Safik Lohokal Levad. Alefisha Ish Lo Yada Watsalom Alohi Kira. No one knows who she was an Isha Tznua, Rabbo Sai. So together with Chesed goes the Midah of Tznius. Rabbo Sai, I would say in 2017, Chesed we can still come by. Yes, a lot of Chesed in the world. Tznius is much more difficult. And I'm just not discussing Tznius that your sleeves go till here, or till here, till here. That's important, okay. I mean sneers in demeanor more than in dress. Today, the whole world, for men and women, see, it's not limited to women. Hatznei alecha sim alokecha was said for all human beings, even goyim. Ves tznuim chokma. Sneers is important for men and women. We're supposed to be tenua as much as possible. Women's even more important. Lotei yatzonis, kol kvud basmalach penima. But sneers itself is critical for all human beings. It's hard to find sneers today. Everything's out there. You want to be in the newspapers now. This Facebook stuff is crazy. People put things about themselves which they'll regret down the road, but you can't erase it. There for life. Someone chopped it and then that's it. It's toast. People that get engaged on Facebook. Everyone's watching. You're crazy. That's a newer moment. I mean, everything's out there. It's terrible. We live in the world which is, the world's not against chesed, no. But the world's against sneers. The world is pushing and pushing and pushing to be out there. You have to find a young lady who's countercultural. She has the tzniyos of Rivka Yemenu, not just the chesed. Lest you think that these two are completely unrelated to each other, let me try to prove the opposite. Again, quoting the Kli Yakar. Oh. Watch this. Chazal say in Tainus, Kol kala sheiner yofos koguf ein tzorach bedika. Vezeh davar shachush makish. Alternate facts. Ki kama mechuvaras ba'olam sheinem yofos. Their eyes are beautiful blue eyes, but they're no good. And you look after eyes. Sheker chen olayofi. No, that's not what it means. Because she's a balas ayin yofi gomelas chasadim. Doesn't mean her eyes are blue. She's a generous person. Maybe did you ever learn Elam Atzias when you started Gemara in fifth grade or something like that? There's an Ayin Yofa, an Ayin Ro, and you give 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th of Truma. That's what it means. Someone who's generous. Ki imeinei yofas ozi b'li safek shleima b'chol amidas. V'lomdu chazal men Eliezer shlo bodek et rifka ki imeinezu ki imeinezu min yinav al kol amidas. Meiru dik rebose. We're not finished. V'ikach ha'ish nezem zo beka mishkolo shnei tzvidim. Pirush Rashi. Beka remez the shikle Yisrael beka la golgolos. Shnei tzvidim, shnei luchos. Asar zov, asar zadibus. What? What's the anything? Watch this. Ulai tzofa beruach hakodesh Eliezer, shasidin aluchos dishtaber. The luchos were broken. Aide shasholta beluchos vishonas ayin hara. Whoa. Before you use an expression, ayin yofa and ayin ra, as you find in Trumas. Now he's talking about ayin hara. Everyone knows what ayin hara is? Kenena hara, b'li'ah and hara, an evil eye. That means if you're so public, it's a mabababashita base. If my corn is going up to the sky, can I put in the fence? There's no fence. People will be, they'll look at me with a jaundiced eye. Why is his corn going so high, not my corn? And that works. In Shemayim, it works. My corn's also going to go down. Why is it? It's not fair. He's getting so much corn. Hide your wealth. Whatever is out there in public, others look at it, and the Chas V'Shalom can cause a terrible ayin hara. I'll show you a few other sources in a minute. Shenidnu bepumbi v'kol ekolos. Ulai nos the ayin hara beluchos yon shemidik nagad mida ayin hara. Al kei nimas la shkolim. Everyone knows Rashi Kisiso. Hemegini bar ayin hara. Why do we count the shkolim? Why do we count people straight? Hashia es hamechavar. Why do you count straight? Ayin hara. Rashi of Kisiso. Al kei nosu la beka. Yeah. Ki bal ayin yofe. Nitzul ba'ayin ra. Rai me Yosef. She bal ayin yofe. Umisham ro evin yisro. Al kei nizborach bebrukas ben poras al yayim. Ol yayim. Shem ol amal ben ayin. Lo shalta ein bisha bchamish bavis arashot gemar brachas. Bechein Rivka, beschusha is a balas ayin tova tiska the mitzvah shkolim shetama lahatzim and ayin hara, etc. Shasa misma. What do you mean? There's a link between ayin hara and ayin ra. Ayin ra means you're stingy. Ayin hara means you're public. What's the link? You're only concerned about yourself. You should be public. You're stingy with others. What's the opposite of ayin ra? Chesed. What's the opposite of ayin hara? Tznius. Therefore, chesed and tznius is one. Because if you're doing it just to show off, it's chesed lumum chadas. Doesn't count for much. You see here, on both sides, this critically assault. Now you have to look for chesed and sneers as two separate things, they're even related to each other, as we just proved, just demonstrated. Where do you find all these makoros that the Kli Yaakov is referring to? Let's take a look. Looking first in Shmos. Okay. I have the Rashi in front of me, but I want you to see the Rashi inside. The Kli Yaakov referred to it, but I want you to see it actually inside. Perek Lamed Dalet. Alright. What does it say? This is Lucha Shnius. Ish lo yal imach. No one should be up there, says Rashi. Harishonos, Aide Shahayu, Bichuos, Vikolos, Vikila, Shaltam and Ein Ra, we call Ein Hara. Eilachim in the Yafim and Atsneves. You'll ask me a question. So, why did Hashem give the Torah in this fashion? It's found in both the Rabbam and the Kuzari. This Kolos and Kilos and Chuos, that's the source of our Amunah. We have Amunah and Hashem. because of Ma'amar HaSinai. No other religion claims that millions of people saw a divine revelation. So the Kuzri answers. So the Rambam says, so how did it be done in public? No, never. You paid the price. I know, I got broken. No choice. So the times you have to go public. Something that there's no alternative. But other than that, you should try to avoid it. Very important, Rashi. Cleo, I have one more thing. Let me see if I can show it to you. One second. Back here for a second. He quoted it. Sorry? I want to show it in the original Rashi. Oh yes, that the Shkolim prevent from Ayin Hara. It's also a Rashi. The very beginning of Kisisa was supposed to count only how? With coins. If you count people direct, it's the first Rashi in Kisisa. It's Shmos again. Oh, where am I? What's this? Oh, this is Shmos, good. Perek Lamed. Okay. What happened over here? Pasuk Yud Beis. Right. Lo Yeh Negev Efgodosam. Says Rashi in that Pasuk. Rashi. Shaminin Sholob Ayin Hara. Vadeva Balen Kmosha Metzino Bimei David. One final quote for the day. And it's almost time, it's almost done. In Sefer Devarim, it's the same Kliyaka, same author who we've learned his words about the Shaduchim, in Chesed, in Tznius, the two are related to each other, as we said. It's an amazing comment. Pnu Lachem Tzafona. Go north. Sounds like a very simple statement. Go north. Go north. That's what the Kliyaka says. Watch. Watch. What is it? We know the Rabban writes in Chumash that Dorom is called south because the sun lives in the south. And Safon is north because the sun is hidden in the north. Even though the sun goes around east to west, more than the south. Hatspana, Safona. What does it say? Hatspinu atzvechem. When Esav comes, hide yourselves. Im yirtzeh Yisraeli begolus Esav atzlocha yatmino v'yatspinu achol of the Esav. They think it's all stolen from them. Yaakov told his kids, "Lama tisro," says Rashi, "b'fnei b'nei Yishmol ve'esav ki latem sveim ki shneim sov shizu gozal b'hatsachas Yishmol." Yaakov gozal b'hatsachas Esav ve'ishtadlus. Don't flaunt your wealth. When Yaakov's children had food and everyone was starving, don't show that you have food. V'zehepech. Okay, and see the daf called Esav Pnulchem Tzafona Shoyiskan Alehechem Hepech Mimashi Yisrael Osim Medoras Halalu Ba'azos. Who is this Kliyaka? The Talmud of the Maharal Miprak. He lived hundreds of years ago, 16th century, a long time ago. He lived let's say at least 400 years ago, I would say. Okay, Kimish Yesh Lomona who mares atzmo b'lavushe kovod u'batim svunim v'chashuvim kilu hayalo kam alofim. People do this today. They live beyond their means. They can't embarrass it. They lost their money. Ki megarim u'umos b'atzmam ovim apnulachem safona u'minig zehu b'rabas b'nei amein. Many people who mesabev is kolatlaw asher mitzvos, all the problems we have with the goyim. What happened to those? Tach v'tat, the Cossacks killed us. All comes because they're jealous of us, because we show how much money we have. I add, not only is it bad for the goyim, it's bad for the Jews. To keep up with the clients, and they have to show how much money you have. That's why people can't survive. They led to dishonest behavior, Rahman al Islam. Big show-offs, ostentation. So Rabosai, as someone just said recently, when you're looking for a mate, you have to become a proper mate. You have to, right now, if you're not Shidduchim yet, work on your Midas HaChesed and your Midas HaTznius. So Mr. Shem, when the time comes, you'll find a partner with the same Midas and build a bias them and be Yisrael. A good Shabbos.